This is Daguerreos, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 131, entitled Rejecting the Female Child Mind. Description. This flyer shows how the MGTOW / masculist rejection of child-minded fluffies who don't take responsibility for their own lives will cause a genetic filtering of women, resulting in women who are more FIP, that's FIP, financially independent person, more responsible and better suited to MGTOW / masculists. The flyer itself. Rejecting the female child mind. 40% of women over 40 in the US live alone. Since the numbers of both sexes are about the same, then roughly 40% of men over 40 live alone. Why do second halvers, that is, people older than 40, choose, in nearly half of cases, to live alone? There are probably several main reasons, so I'll concentrate on those I think are probably the most prevalent and from the male angle. One of the main ones is that men simply prefer to live alone than to live with the childlike minds of women. Many of these 40% of men who live alone have probably been divorced and have chosen not to relive the mistake they made in living with a female whose behavior was totally alien to them, that is, femalian. Moody, nagging, sex withholding, illogical, childlike. Many of these men have been financially massacred in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts and do not want to repeat this bitter experience, so stay away from women. They may date to get a bit of sex from time to time, but avoid, like the plague, ever paying again for a fluffy, who then stole his house, took his kids, expects child payments instead of paying for the kids she took for herself. And if she's a real fluffy, she lives off his alimony for the rest of her life, with no legal or moral obligations for her to get off her fluffy, parasitic ass and get a job. These former manslaves have learned a bitter lesson and pass it down to their sons. Quote, son, look what happened to me. Don't marry. Don't have kids. If you're married, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being financially massacred by your fluffy ex-wife. Have relationships only with fit women. Fluffies are vermin to be wiped out. If you're going to date, date only fit women. At least they pull their weight financially. But women are women with childlike minds and will drive you crazy if you don't keep them at a manageable distance. End quote. Quote, son, women have child minds. They evolve to be baby growers and child raisers, so you don't need a male adult mind to do that. Women don't need to understand the threatening realities of the hunt because they're always looking after children. They don't need male adult minds to do that. And in fact, if they did, that would make them worse childminders because they would soon get bored by the babblings of small ankle-biting children the way men do. Men like kids, but in small doses, not all day, every day, the way women are evolved to like. Women are happiest when they're looking after a bunch of their own kids. That's what they evolved for. End quote. Quote, women are not adult, not like men. They behave like children by not taking responsibility for their own lives, always putting the blame for their situation on others, preferably men. Look at the feminists. They put the blame for everything on men and never on themselves. It would be refreshing, for example, to hear a feminist say that women are less valued in society because their contribution is less, that the genii are males, and so it's the males who invent everything, create everything, build everything. Quote. You'll never hear a feminist or even any woman make such a statement because they are not responsible adults. They have child minds and behave like children, not owning up to their own inferiorities. So keep these femalians at a distance. Fuck them, sure, but don't live with them. They'll only nag you to death, treating you as a cash machine all the time and not respecting you for who you are. They will only see you as some exploitable resource, and they can't extract. And if they can't extract anything from you, you'll be seen by them as useless, worthless. That's the way women are. Quote. So my advice to you, son, is to live in your own apartment and date only a fit woman who has her own apartment. The masculists call it twa-tweffing, 2A, 2F, equals two apartments, two fips. So that if your girlfriend starts nagging you, oh, let's have a baby. Why don't you ever give me anything? I have a headache. Why don't you make more money? Or anything like that, then just dump her and find another fit female to tweetweef with. The great advantage of tweetweefing is that you get to dictate your terms. If a woman starts pissing you off for whatever reason, you can walk. She knows that, and that's why she will be motivated to stay nice to you through fear of you dumping her. Now that's a two-way street. You have to be nice to her too, or she might dump you. But that's a good thing. It keeps the tweetweefing civil, cordial, civilized, and represses bad-tempered behavior. That's good. Quote, nearly half of older men, second halvers over 40 years old, choose to live alone, to not live with a woman, especially a fluffy parasite. I suggest you take the advice of a more experienced older male, like your father, and live my lifestyle while you're young as well. Watch out for women in their 30s when their biological clock is ticking. Their childlike minds will not allow them to behave responsibly, ethically, when it comes to them getting pregnant, when they know their fertility window is closing. They may try to trick you, lie to you about taking the pill, and, oops, I guess I must have forgotten to take my pills for a few days. Actually, a whole month. And now I'm pregnant, so now you have to pay for the baby. Quote, so always use a condom and flush it straight after so she can't sperm jack you. Don't trust women in their 30s at all. They behave like psychopaths sometimes, not giving a shit about the man whose life she ruins by getting pregnant. In our genocentric culture, we men don't have the para, paternity rejection right, the way women have the mara. Society stinks that way. Quote, so get your sex, but don't pay the traditional horrible price the way I did. Look at me and learn. Learn the smart way by listening to good advice. Don't learn the hard way the way I did by being financially massacred by that bitch of your mother. You're her kid, so of course she cares about you. But other than herself, for no one else, certainly not for men. She doesn't give a shit about men. Otherwise she would not have financially massacred me, that fluffy, parasitic, immoral bitch. So, reject the female child mind. Force them to rot on the shelf and even wipe out the whole population if necessary until those bastards, the gender politicians, who gave the fluffy feminists carte blanche in the divorce courts to do whatever they want with their ex-husbands, are forced to menfare the gender laws or the whole population gets wiped out. Quote, with billions of MGTOW/masculists wiping out fluffies through genetic selection, that is, only having babies with fit women, the genes of the fluffy parasites will be selectively killed off so that future women will be more fit-like in their personalities. They will be less parasitic on men and judge men less by how good men are as cash machines for women. Genetically filtered fit women will have more adult minds. They will take more responsibility for their own lives. They won't be fluffy children. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.